Harmony Music Education Podcast. I am Craig Harmon, teacher at Harmony Music Education. I am a teacher of piano, voice, trumpet, guitar. I've taught for 19 years. I have a degree in music education, and I, from little on, have been connected deeply to music and amazed at music throughout my life. And it is now my passion as an adult to encourage and inspire others with their love and connection with music, whether that's making it or even listening to it. Today we're going to dive into a topic that most musicians don't like, but it's really a necessary evil for all of us. And that is the word practice. Ooh, I probably just heard all of you collectively shudder. But practice is important. And we hear the phrase over and over again, practice makes perfect. In fact, growing up, my dad was a pastor. And so my parents had all kinds of religious music for us to listen to, especially religious children's music. And there was this cassette tape, yes, a cassette tape, that we had that I listened to regularly called Bullfrogs and Butterflies. And there was a song on it called Practice Makes Perfect. And the whole gist of the song was this young child was practicing. And the song is, or at least the words to the song go, practice makes perfect, practice makes perfect. I guess if I practice, then better I'll be. There's a lot of flawed logic in that statement. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice does make better. And I've chosen over the years to start saying it that way, because if we were to practice every day for 24 hours a day, are you going to be perfect? Of course not. Because you're not going to eat, you're not going to sleep, you're not going to drink, you're not going to use the restroom. Of course that's ludicrous, and it's not going to happen. But if we practice, we challenge ourselves to improve. And over my years of teaching lessons, I've had parents that have had some very interesting ideas in regarding practice. And none of my current students do this, which I'm very thankful for. And in fact, I haven't had a parent that's done this for a while. If they were to cancel a lesson, it wouldn't be that I need to cancel Johnny's lesson. That wasn't the phrase that the parent used. It is, I need to cancel Johnny's practice. That was a pretty significant red flag. Because a 30-minute lesson with me is only going to go so far. And that's not saying that I'm not a good teacher. I enjoy teaching, and people have told me that I'm good at it. But 30 minutes sitting down at an instrument isn't going to get you really far in pretty much any direction other than just kind of hanging on. Let's put it in a different context. Let's say little Billy is going to play soccer. And you, as Billy's parent, say, you know what? We're not going to get a soccer ball. We're not going to kick the soccer ball around in the backyard. He's just going to show up to practice, and that's going to be good enough. Do you think that Billy's going to excel at soccer as he grows up? Probably not. Well, let's put it in a different context. If you were working on math problems, and there was, whether it's adding, subtracting, multiplying, or dividing, or even algebra or geometry, if there's something that you're struggling with, and you say, you know what, I don't really understand this, but I'm just going to sit there in class, and that's going to help me get it. Are you really going to get it? More than likely not. No, of course not. If you're playing soccer, you're going to get your child a soccer ball. You're going to practice with them. You're going to kick the ball back and forth. You're going to do those things that help them to excel. If you're working on homework with your child and they're having a hard time with whether it's a math concept or whatever, you're going to review and go over and practice again. And there's that word. You're going to go over it until it's understood, until it's learned. And music is no different. Music is a language. And when we put it in that context and we put it in that ideal, now all of a sudden we've completely shifted it. It's not just, well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to play at this piano or I'm going to sing this song or I'm going to strum a guitar. No, it's a language. And you have to learn what these things are. What are these notes? What are these Italian words that we have to use? And why do we have to use Italian words? Reason is because music was written down in Italy. So they win. They get to write down in their notation, and it's stuck that way ever since. But when we practice, one of the other things, and I'm guilty of this, I'm raising my hand right now. Because I was guilty of this as a young student as well, and I've tried to steer students away from this as much as possible. Don't just play the song from beginning to end and call that practice. I played it through 5 times, I played it through 10 times. Great, you've reinforced the mistakes 5 or 10 times through. Because what happens when you get to that spot that you're just not quite so sure on, or your fingers aren't so confident, or you have to breathe so that you can go on, or you have a significant jump vocally? You've reinforced those insecurities. You've reinforced that lack of confidence, and that's not going to help you. Now, great, you've gone through it 5 or 10 times. Check that off the list. But have you really learned what you're doing? Have you really mastered what you're doing? Have you really practiced? And so, what I do with my students, and this is the encouragement I'm going to give to you, is look for those hard parts. And I'll point out with my students where those hard parts are and say, okay, this is a spot right here. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start there. But more than that, start about a measure before. But work backward. So start where the hard part is, and maybe work from a couple of measures back. Do that, and then, or forward, I should say, and then go backward. And if you do that a few times, more often than not, you're going to get it. You're going to figure it out, and you're going to build that confidence. That is practice. Just like I grew up playing sports along with doing music, and I love sports still to this day. One of the things that sports teams do, even professionals, is they're still working on drills. Now, of course, professionals aren't doing that as much, but before they start their game, if you go to a professional basketball game, for example, they're shooting baskets, they're shooting three-pointers, they're doing layups, they're doing dunks. They don't need to because they're on the highest level possible, but they still do it because it's become their habit, it's become their routine. That is what practice is. It creates habits and it creates routines for us. And as musicians, that is so essential. Because what happens when you start with your practice time? Are you doing any kind of warm-ups? If you're singing, you better, because your voice is a muscle. And if you don't warm up your muscle, you're not going to be able to use it as effectively as you possibly could. If you're playing the piano, are you doing some kind of scales up and down, even just 5 notes up, 5 notes down, right hand and left hand, to get your fingers warmed up? See, this is all part of practice. Are you practicing naming the notes? so that you can build up that identification and see what that note is and know immediately what it is. All of these things are part of practice. All of these things I can't do fully in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes with me, it's let's play a game, let's do something fun to start off with, and then let's work on whatever song we're working on at that point or whatever concept, and then it's just a matter of fixing whatever needs to be fixed. Now, if the student is practicing at home, we can move fairly quickly and we can get through whatever needs to be fixed, if there's anything, and then we move on. We move on to the next concept. And this is the whole idea with learning, right? We want to challenge ourselves, and that's the whole idea as to how learning music, and at least trying to learn about music, is graded, essentially, is that you're learning these basic concepts, right? You're starting off, you're learning where the notes are. You're learning the music alphabet. You're starting real simple. You're learning quarter notes. You're learning half notes. You're learning whole notes. And then as you go along, those concepts get a little bit more difficult and a little more challenging. But as you go along, you can go back then to what you've done before, and it's so much easier because you've challenged yourself, because you've pushed yourself, because you've grown, and because you've practiced. So no, practice does not make perfect. Practice makes better. That's why we practice, is we want to improve, we want to get better. Now, that doesn't mean, like I said, we don't have not going to practice 24 hours a day, right? And I've had parents ask me this question over and over again. How long should Susie be practicing? And of course, after I say, well, you know, every hour of every day would be great, but we can't do that, is exactly what I say right after that. As much as possible. And I encourage my students to break their time up throughout the day. And the great part is we're heading towards summer. And in summer, the schedule's a lot lighter, at least in regard to school, so that you could get up and you could feasibly practice for 10 or 15 minutes, go do something else, go throughout your day. After lunch, you could practice for another 10 or 15 minutes, do something else, and come back later on and practice that night for another 10 or 15 minutes, and now you've practiced 30 to 45 minutes all in one day. And then the next day, you can do it again, and the next day, you can do it again, and again, and again. Because that's what we're doing. We're building up those habits and those routines. The big fancy word is discipline, right? We're building up the discipline of practice. And the discipline translates to everything in life, whether that's working on homework, whether that's working at a job, whatever the case is, we want to see it through to the best of our abilities. That's why practice is so important. It's not really as much about learning the instrument as it is learning that skill, learning that discipline. Because if we're really honest with ourselves, most students aren't probably going to be concert pianists. They may not even be music majors in college. But we all have some sort of interaction with music in our life. And that's my goal when I'm teaching. I mean, if I've got a student who wants to be a concert pianist, great, let's go. We'll work on it. We'll be buckled down. We'll do the work. But for most of my students, my focus is, how can I help you enjoy music? How can I help you be more knowledgeable about music so that as you're growing up, you can still enjoy and even find those details that really make the music come alive. And I think that's the heart of it. But that's where the practice comes in. It's not just to check that box. It's to work on developing that discipline that's going to last your entire life. And that's so essential. Like I said, as we're getting closer to the summer, I am offering summer lessons. Now, you may be listening to this and saying, but Craig, I don't live in Houston where you are. That's okay. If you don't, I teach online. Which is fantastic because you could be in Massachusetts, let's go with, right? I can still teach you. This is the joy of technology. And I'll tell you, I was so hesitant to jump into online lessons until March of 2020 when I was forced to. And I've really enjoyed it more than I thought I would. So if you're listening to this and you are in the Northwest Houston area, I'd love to teach you in person. If you're not, I'd still love to teach you, but online. And that's an okay thing. It's a little different and it does take a little bit of adjustment, but it's very similar. So I'd love to have you check out Harmony Music Education. That's Harmanny Music Education. That's my last name with a Y added. It works. It sounds kind of fun. .com. HarmonyMusicEducation.com. And check out what I've got to offer for summer lessons. And if you are in one of the coasts, whether that's the East Coast or West Coast, I'm in the Central Time Zone, of course, or anywhere else. If you look at my summer lesson schedule, that's all Central Times. But if I need to adjust that for you because you're a little bit earlier or a little bit later, I'm happy to do that. So go check that out and tune in next week. I'm looking forward to putting all of these together. I've got so many different ideas, just not only in talking about music lessons and music making, but also just my fascination with music. And that's one of the things I'm going to dive into a little bit next week, of talking about different musical styles. I've been having some different thoughts about that lately, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. So check back next week for my thoughts on that, of just why do we like different styles and what do we do when we don't really like a style of music. So thanks so much for listening. Check out harmonymusiceducation.com, and I will talk to you next week.